the one that's just totally sold out of the newspaper,
except opposition, except for Randy Johnson.
Well, except why are they running that series? I would think they would have canceled that.
Well, I think because the paper, the point is, he's whatever kind of property.
Well, they're going to sink some things in, I'm sure, at some point.
Oh, sure, they're going to be.
The first three installments have been practically like our literature.
He's got to play it rough. I really mean that. You cannot allow every
1701. They did a hell of a job. They went back, they used clues out of the news summary, used Mort Allen's stuff as the guide. And they went back and they read all columns from the spring of 71 to the present.
Those are the 11 columns, because they got several right.
From the 14 columns. And then they reviewed all TV network
commentary.
During this year, plus the instant analyses after all presidential addresses, 70, 71, and 72.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And they went through the Vanderbilt News Summary, and replayed the tapes, got verbatim transcripts, and they pulled out. Joe Kraft wins the prize.
Of course. They're all I'm interested in.
He said it's interesting that, he said, first of all, you have to recognize journalists don't make as many flat predictions as you might expect. They usually hedge their comments so carefully they can't be caught off base. Especially TV commentators when they're reading from their text.
Tonight. My feeling now is to do it because I'm 11 rather than 3. That's my point. See my point? At this particular time, later on, I'd say screw you and really have to go to the store if I had a son. Of course, you'll wipe them out, but the press even let them say something.
You know, yeah.
I guess you're right. Yeah, but why have it though? We just say, let's just not have it. Now, why don't you even send out? What can you say? I don't see it.